Changes to media regulations sit before federal parliament, but could relaxing the ownership regulations save Channel 10? Danielle Daly reports.
After Network 10 entered voluntary administration on Wednesday, Studio 10 host Sarah Harris called on Labor, the Greens and other members of the crossbench to pass new media laws, which are before parliament, in the hope that they can save the network. Media regulation expert Dr. Andrea Carson spoke with The Wire about these changes and how they could affect Network 10's future as well as the wider Australian media landscape.
The federal government has been proposing several changes to the current competition laws of media. One is to change the 2 out of 3 rule, which at the moment prohibits a media organisation owning more than 2 platforms in any 3 areas, which means that if you have television and radio, you can't own newspapers or any combination of. The other law that's being proposed to change applies to broadcasting, and that is that a broadcaster may not have more than 75% of the market share. And there's also been some changes that have been enacted through the federal budget, which has significantly reduced licensing fees for television.
Why is it important that the laws prohibit concentration of ownership?
These laws are in place to try and create diversity and independent voices within the Australian media market so that the public is able to get a range of opinions from various media outlets that are owned by different owners. This is important, obviously, for a democracy in the exchange of ideas to get as many different viewpoints as possible so that people can engage in political discourse and make up their own minds on issues rather than just getting one particular point of view. So it's to stop concentration and saturation of a market just by one dominant voice.
And if these laws were changed to the proposals that are before the parliament, what would the likely scenario become?
So 25 media companies across Australia have converged on Canberra last month to apply pressure to the federal government or to the parliament, really, because the federal government's on board, to pass these laws, arguing that it's important for their commercial viability for these laws that they argue are antiquated to be changed. But the counter-argument to that is that history has shown whenever there are changes to media laws, as there was in the late 1980s and again around 2007, that it's the biggest media operators that benefit, the biggest media owners. And I suspect that would be the case here as well, that you'd end up with more acquisitions and takeovers, which would mean fewer independent voices being offered to Australian audiences.
In respect to what's happening with Channel 10 at the moment, they're pushing towards having these laws changed. Is that something that's likely to happen?
Well, Channel 10 has just been put into voluntary administration, and this is because of problems with its balance sheet. There's other options on how it could be saved if there was a deal between its current dominant shareholders, which includes Lachlan Murdoch and Bruce Gordon, but they're not coming to the party at the moment to supply more line of credit. There's a degree one might suspect of brinkmanship going on here, that it's an opportune moment for the current major shareholders to apply further pressure to the Australian Parliament to try and change these laws. So I think there's as much politics as there is policy that's been going on here. And in the meantime, Channel 10 and its employees are left in a state of limbo.
Is it possible that the shareholders are willing to let the company decline somewhat so that it could be bought out by News Corp?
Lachlan Murdoch, of course, has quite a stake in News Corp. So if these laws were to change, that would pave the way for News Corp to potentially take over Channel 10, which would be advantageous to one of the major shareholders of Channel 10, being Lachlan Murdoch. But this is all speculation at this point in time. These are various scenarios that might unfold, and it's all dependent on whether the Labor Party in the Senate and the Greens and the crossbenchers are going to agree to some of these changes. At the moment, Labor has said that it has concerns with changing the 2 out of 3 law. Most of the parties in the Senate don't seem to have too many problems with changing the 75% reach rule.
So why are some members of the crossbench, Labor and the Greens, against these changes at the present moment?
They're against changing the 2 out of 3 law at the moment, or at least expressing concern about changes to that law because of the concentrating the Australian media market, which means that the Australian audience gets fewer voices from a limited number of major players.
The MEAA also issued a statement on the voluntary administration of Network 10 as their media director, Caitlin McInerney, urged those who are seeking to find a path for 10's profitability to look beyond the impulse to slash and burn and instead seek smarter solutions that will help maintain jobs at 10. The MEAA also said that the level of media concentration in Australia is one of the world's highest and that it is vital to ensure multiplicity and diversity of voices within the media.